Present, entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 1 this year.
I'll move it.
Mayor Beth, second.
I'll second.
Yeah. All right, discussion.
They look good tonight.
Mm-hmm. I love it when a plan comes together. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. We'll go through resolutions. Resolution 153, reestablishing the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee, Ulster County Legislature. Lynn, Christy, you might have something to change in that?
Yes. Did you get the numbers for the capital plans for 2014 and forward?
No, I didn't know I needed
to. Oh, you know what? I spoke to her late, so maybe she didn't get a chance to ask before. But if you look on page 2 of the resolution, it's the old capital plan, 2008 to 2013. We have new data. We should have that in there versus this. And I had spoken to Mary Beth, so we chatted about it.
Okay.
The other thing is the reference to the railroad, I don't think that's relevant. You know, I think what they copied was old stuff, and it really, I think this was when they were establishing these committees, these advisory committees. I don't think it's necessary.
So we'll take the second is that, whereas is out?
Not the second one, not the... I guess you're right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
And then, did you get a chance to look at the results?
Oh, no.
One of the things that we had talked about in, I think it's in the last result? No, it's in the first result. Just to ensure a timeliness of reporting, just say an annual, something to the effect of the annual, we ask them to come to us annually, just give them within 60 days of the new year. Or the end of the term.
Okay, that's in it.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right,
that's
fine for Kathy. I mean, you guys come to us normally, but we're just trying to...
We're trying to give you guys a stake in the grant folks in preparation for it. Everybody can be included before you give a final report.
Might make sense to do it before the end of the year. We haven't had a set time at which we change chairs.
I'm not sure what the year end looks like around here, so is that a good time?
Why don't we, when we reestablish, if we look at this, look at tasks, look at this, you want to put another something in here, or just and have, like, let's say June 1st or July 1 as your...
A midterm?
Is the beginning of your year? I mean,
is the beginning of your year?
We try to make it January.
Okay.
And usually, I can't say usually, but we thought we had it on target to have a new reappointment in February. But we had a new chair, and so the process didn't go quite as we wanted. But we follow your year.
Okay. All right.
Your charter has all advisory boards and departments submitting reports by March 1st. I don't know if you want to just keep it consistent.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. So let's put that.
I don't know why they may need a chair. Of course, they have all the knowledge. But no, that's
fine.
That's great.
And that's kind of the same thing as the... But at least there's a stake in the ground.
Okay.
And then everybody can plan accordingly.
Okay, so with the changes as noted, I entertain a motion then to approve. Okay. Chris?
Second.
Lynn, second?
Yep.
Other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. 162. 162, approving the execution of contract and access $1,000 entered into by the county and whatever for you. And Brett, Inc., DEA, Newcastle Communications Department of Informational Services. Just a motion to approve.
Motion to discuss.
Let's discuss it once we get a first
second.
Okay, Mary.
Move it to discuss.
Okay, second, Chris, discussion.
But I just want to know what's all involved for $750,000. It's, I can read it. the 50 words on here, but I'd like somebody to explain it to me.
Support for a voice over internet proposal.
I mean, that's a lot of money to not have somebody.
Just to note, I did check, and the last time the county entered into a contract regarding telephones, that contract expired as of December 31st, 2013. So, and that was with Verizon. So it appears that this is the next contract, although it's no longer with Verizon. It appears they found another provider for the county telephone, but this would, if I understand it correctly, and I'm not the attorney, but if I understand it correctly, this will bring another county telephone system to the county. And it did make sense in that it was for the next year after the last Verizon contract expired.
And I think if you go to 174, is that part of it?
No.
That's all the equipment.
Right. So LA would be gone by now, right? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He wants to do that.
Well, no, it says it was reviewed by his office.
I do have, if you'd like to look at that before, deciding to vote, I do have your scope of services for what this will include.
Yeah, I didn't see the actual application. I think it's just core that nobody's here to discuss this, the $750,000.
And what is the June 1st to November 30th of 2015? What does that mean? So what, do they come back again in December and there's another amount?
Well, that was a year and a half, so for a year and a half, that would be your phone, so 2015.
That's what I mean. So what does that mean after that?
Then there's another contract.
Well, this is, remember, this is installation, this, and this is not just the contract.
I understand that, but
as well as maintenance and support services.
Yeah, well, so, but what does that look
so
like?
So then we own the equipment, though.
Right.
So we're not leasing it.
Right.
Are you comfortable voting on it, or if you want more information?
I want more information, but you don't decide.
Well, it's June 1st, so we have some time, right?
Well, I have to go to Raising News anyway, yeah. So maybe somebody will be at that meeting.
Okay. All right, well, we have first and second. Any other discussion?
Well, I mean, if we don't vote on it, is it going to, like...
Well, no, we're still going to Ways and Means, and,
Will it have to come back to us for a vote?
We could at least have a
quick meeting before the...
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that, because I think you're right. We need a little more information, because it is 100% county.
Right.
And it would be great to understand. Okay.
All right, so then somebody, we'd make a request of somebody from,
technology
purchasing or comptroller's office.
All right, so let's do this one. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. I thought. So you said you had a vote. opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So we can we go to down?
You have the
Let's withdraw.
Why don't we request? Why don't we request information from them? They can supply it to us. You can put it in our basket or email it to us, and then before our caucus meeting next Wednesday, we can have.
Do you want director of purchasing or contract manager or both?
Whoever submitted it, let them supply the
Been reviewed by contract manager, county attorney's office, director of purchasing, controller.
I think the person with the most information who put the project together should be the one that's sitting
We'll withdraw the vote, and the director of purchasing probably we would make a request to have somebody.
We've been looking at the deal like what they call voice over in a protocol for quite a while. It does save you a substantial amount of money. It also offers you more flexibility and services than your current phone system. Conferencing ability, there's all kinds of different abilities associated with it. A lot of the counties around us have moved to the OIP. We have studied it. Installed in your EOC now has the OIP involved as well, already installed. So the move has been essentially part of the process for quite a bit of time to get out of reach the Verizon Centric system and the move to voice over Ethernet protocol. But if you're going to have anybody come to talk about it, it would probably be best to have IS.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So we'll take a look.
All right.
163, approving funds for insurance recovery for the repair of the LCAT air transit bus, amending the budget. You said just to accept the money?
I'll move it.
The accident? Okay.
Second.
Okay. Then second, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. 164, approving member LCAT planning board, Tom Denning. Any questions about Michael?
Do we have a resume? Thank you.
Communication from the,
I'll
move it.
Okay, second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm a maybe pawn.
Do you want to read this too?
Do you want to read it?
There's no resume in this.
Well, the thing is, a mileage, but Danny is so large that it's only this guy or his wife, right?
NASA representative for NASA.
Oh, boy.
Wait, how many?
Yeah, he's probably longer than his time.
Okay. 165, authorizing health care for contract university and housing trust. It's for the community block grants. We do this every year.
Yeah, this is the legislature authorized the application. The application was awarded with $500,000 home ownership program. There's a sub-recipient that is in the application, so we do not have contractual issues with respect to the program delivery services. That would be Rusco. It's 17 homes, and we provide gas financing and minor rehabilitation. This is a continuation. We switch back and forth between housing rehab and homeownership. It's been about 4 years or 5 years since we've done homeownership. We've got back-to-back awards now. Which is unusual, quite frankly, for counties to get back to the back of the board.
Okay. So have we ever explored, Mrs. Doyle, any other potential partner with regards to that program?
We have for housing rehab, not necessarily for home ownership. The difficulty is that two reasons. One is that the best subrecipient, well, the only way you run through a subrecipient agreement is through a nonprofit. Rupco has a great reputation with the Office of Community Renewal, so we end up every time they get audited, they get praised for their audits, and they're part of the reason because the program delivery is so important. They're part of the reasons we do the funding. We have looked at Sharp, and this is another nonprofit up in the Shandaken area. They have been somewhat more abundant in terms of their ability to deliver, and we also had some conversations a while back with Mark Projects, who are actually based in Delaware County.
Thank you. I apologize. But also, in addition to this, you know, in previous years, Dennis, we've done different types of projects. We're apparently doing home ownership. And again, I mean, I'm not disputing that that's not a need, but by the same token, we've only actually had a rotation, whether it was, you know, farmland worker housing.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, CPC applications actually went towards revolving loan funds, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And while, yes, I realize that they can apply through different sources for revolving loans, currently what's been used is actually accessing a Department of Agriculture program to basically go and recapitalize the World Fund program. So you still have to pay that money back, similar to a 108 loan program. So therefore, what was the deciding factor in basically in promoting this particular project, and was the legislature consulted on which of these projects we were going to be moving forward on?
what ends up happening is that in the past, the Senator Rodriguez is correct, in the past we had actually applied for community development grant funds under economic development provisions of those funds. And they were sort of an ongoing process. And we established substantial amounts of revolving loan funds through that provision. Community development block grants are essentially divided into three major categories. They're divided into economic development, housing, and something called public facilities or infrastructure. When we look at these, the governor, through the consolidated funding application, has moved out all of the economic development funding into the consolidated funding application, and those decisions get made through the regional council. And there's no more funding that essentially comes out through the community development grant funds that are being used to establish revolving loan funds. You have to have a bird in the hand, so to speak, in order for those to be done. And the county has been successful getting economic development funds, I should say the county private industry has been successful in getting economic development funds through the regional council since 2002. It leaves us essentially with two sources of money. Uses for the fund, housing, which consists of homeownership and housing rehabilitation, and public facilities. So when we look at the public facilities issue, typically public facilities, the competition for public facilities is low and moderate income eligibility. I'll give you an example. We explored the use of community development block grant funds for the Sophie Finn School. Couldn't make the case that essentially those folks that were going to be attending Sophie's Finn were going to meet the more than 50% low and moderate income test. The eligibility question arose, so that's why we didn't apply in that instance. When you start looking at public infrastructure, we don't own a lot of public infrastructure. It's typically water and sewer facilities. And again, you have to survey and make sure that your water and sewer facilities performing a district reach 51% low and moderate income. What ends up happening is it generally leads us back in the discussion, it leads us back to looking at housing. Housing programs are, as I said, housing rehabilitation and home ownership. When we look at those, we generally do a lot of housing rehabilitation. We've done one in 2009, 2011, 2012, and then this grant, the 2013 grant, to be implemented in 2013. All of the ones we've done previously, 2009, 11, and 12, were housing rehabilitation. The one we're currently implementing is housing rehabilitation directed at Irene's victims. So we're going in, we're moving in, doing some housing rehab for those victims of Irene. It's about 29 units that would be rehabbed. Given where we are now, there's a public hearing that's held by the legislature. That testimony taken at the public hearing. RUPCO appeared at the public hearing, testified that they thought that the biggest need out here was home ownership. The legislature then agreed we submitted the application for homeownership and were awarded.
We had a public hearing, we did not actually have a discussion about this at this committee meeting with regards to what application we were pursuing. Secondly, I personally, again, I'm not saying I'm going to vote no on this, but I'm getting sick and tired of basically being a pass-through for RUPCO. If that's all that this application is going to de facto be year after year after year.
Well,
so that's me personally. It's a pass-through, Dennis. We've been doing this for years. You and I have been doing this for years. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion?
All right, so can we go back to this resolution?
We're still on it.
I can go back to what we're doing with this, because that was like a history thing. So now can we go back to what this is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got lost.
So this is for...
the 17 odd homes and 29
right.
homes that are going to be rehabbed as a result of homeownership.
No, this is home ownership.
Oh, this is home ownership.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Financing and minor rehab.
So how who determines the benefit of the home ownership? Is it RUPCO?
There's a call for participants, and that's required as part of the application. And
when you say a call for participants, how does that happen? Just so I understand.
There's an ad put in the paper, and they call for participants. They're also looking at, there's a private equity portion of this. So there's a first-time home buyers club. There's Federal Home Loan Bank money. There's NYSERDA money in here. So when you look at this application, what you'll see is that there's about over $2 million worth of private financing leveraged from this particular application, these particular funds.
but you have to meet the low and moderate income tax.
So is it the individual homeowner who comes to you?
Well, it'd be the individual home buyer.
And they have, like, RUCO, like, they'll have classes that you should be able to have to buy a home, and then those people essentially, like, once they sign up, they kind of fall into this category.
And then based on their specifics, whether they're eligible for the...
Right, as defined.
Okay. Thank you.
Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 166, so authorizing chairman of the county to execute contract. New York State funding brownfield opportunity area study.
Just not a scene of the whole thing.
Okay, I'm going to take it there. All right, a discussion concerning or was Hector and her?
What's this?
That's
it?
That's it.
We're
not
able to deal
with
it yet. Oh, I'll second it for discussion. Is that your move for discussion?
Yeah, Herb seconded. Discussion.
Sorry.
No discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 174 Coyote Company Capital Projects, 413 Voiceover IT Phone System Implementation, Department of Informational Services.
We'll probably table this with the other one.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
Yep.
This looks like the equipment. Technically, we tabled the other one because there was nobody here to discuss $750,000.
No, I'm okay with that.
Resolution 182, public hearing for the Ag and Markets Law, the additional lands.
Second.
Okay, Herb moved. Hector second. Discussion. All in favor?
Just a clarification for me. Is this the folks applying for consideration for getting their land designated as?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's a whole list of them somewhere?
No, probably not.
And are you for him with him?
I was going to say. As a former, apparently I've been replaced, as a former member of the Department of Preservation Board, the board and Dennis obviously served on it as well, so to chime in wherever I falter. But, every year landowners apply to be included into the Ag District, depending upon which sort of zone they're in. There is a group of people appointed by the chair of the legislature to the Department of Preservation Board by title and by term. We had to straighten that one out a couple years ago. While municipalities are not directly involved, there is communication with the towns with regard to properties that want to be included and et cetera, et cetera. We have had towns ask the board to not include certain lands if they are in fact not truly agricultural or a viable agricultural operation. And that's actually sort of a past precedent with regards to this body where we actually have rejected certain parcels based upon home rule and, the voice of the community.
So these already have been run by the municipalities and then
they know about them and they communicate with the board. And actually, I don't know if Mr. Block is going to be appointed in line. He's resigned, okay. Mr. Block was actually really great to have because of his involvement with the Supervisors Association and, of course, being a farmer himself. He was in many ways a conduit. I think the staff as well are also a conduit with the local community.
But the notice provides for the notice to go to the municipalities which have got parcels that are proposed for additions. We had five parcels, I think, this year.
Okay, so they'll have an opportunity to review them.
Doesn't the state only do it every
post them online? And they have an opportunity to essentially participate. The Farmland Protection Board has a public meeting, not a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You folks are required to have a public hearing prior to making recommendations to the farmland to the Commissioner of Agriculture that are required in this district.
And so where online? Because we don't have the detail. So where online do we go to look?
Right. I can tell you that you're in the process.
So it's not online.
No, and there's a reason for that. The chairman of the legislature actually transmits the files to the Farmland Protection Board, and that transmittal gives the Farmland Protection Board
timeframe to act. So the planning department, in support of the Farmland Protection Board, has taken the material in. We then transmit it to the legislature chair. The legislature chair then transmits it back to the Farmland Protection Board, which at this point in time it becomes public and we post it. Mm-hmm. It should go up, I would say, by the end of this week.
Okay, so we'll have a chance.
Oh, yeah, you'll have plenty of time to look at
this. This is just to
the Farmland Protection Board will be on the 14th.
Got it.
Doesn't this thing only update every 8 years?
That's an ag district, under annual the districts get reviewed every 8 years. As a whole, you're allowed to request to be added to an ag district on an annual basis. And I would say that Ulster County was instrumental in essentially pushing ag and markets to allow for these additions to occur. We had a number of farmers that wanted to get into the district that seemed very punitive for them to wait 8 years in order to get in.
Yep.
And so we actually asked and wrote some of the legislation language to allow for the annual additions to occur. The legislature establishes the 30-day window to apply. The legislature has established March 1 to March 30th. It works well because it's before planting and after harvest.
Yeah.
And it gets still warm enough to get out and start the review process so that we're not in the middle of harvest for the middle of planning as well.
And the USDA Soil and Water has to chime in with.
We touch base with Soil and Water, and we also, Cornell serves on the board, so we actually do site visits. A member of my staff goes out and does site visits with Cornell as well. Sometimes they've actually worked with the farmers in the past, and sometimes they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your comment is well taken because the number of individuals apply for ag status on the basis of the fact that agricultural districts law provides a degree of protection from home rule. The law says that you cannot unreasonably restrict agricultural operations. So you get greenhouses, other activities that may be applying not because of viable agricultural land, but because they want to essentially thumb their nose at local zoning. And the board, the Department of Protection Board has been very sensitive to that. And I think because of other efforts, including legislative Rodriguez's efforts, the legislature has become sensitized to that as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Opposed? Very good. Okay. Yes, thank you. New business?
I didn't raise my hand.
You did.
I know, but I yielded to you already.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you want to yield to a
shield. We had the rail trail folks, and one of the things we had talked about was asking the planning board to come and make a presentation about currently where they're at on all the trail activities so that we have a full sense of what's going on from the community perspective. Can we try to get that scheduled?
You want it for June?
That'd be great. If we,
yes, would that work for you guys?
Can I comment?
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah, we're going to have to think about that. I'll bring that up. But yeah, I'm putting a lot of eggs in the basket here.
Too many things in June?
Maybe we're going to have to discuss it. We'll discuss that in a minute.
Okay.
But we'll
maybe June. Yeah, no, but I think it's important to hear what's happening.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask you
to
let the officer read up the mail? That's okay. Are we going to be doing, and I apologize because I was 15 minutes late there, are we doing interviews for the IDA board members?
Yeah, that's old business. Waiting for old business. I'm sorry, I'm trying to Joe's rules of Roberts or something like that. I'm trying to follow here, so.
Well, that's all right. You still have time.
Is there any
I'll hold up.
Yes, we are. All right, yes, we are. We're going to discuss that. What else do we, what other media business do we have? Not old business. Is there any teenage business here? Okay. Is there any other? Then we'll go to the IDA thing. We have some resumes in there, approximately 7 or 8 resumes in. Some we just have letters, so without attached resumes.
I spoke to Jim earlier in the day. Jim is at the police chief's conference or dinner. I spoke to Mary Beth and Chris and a couple of folks. And what I would like to recommend, if the committee is so inclined, is to have the last day of postmark be May 21st for resumes, so that we can kind of draw a line in the sand, and then have on the 29th of May, there is something 6:30, 9:30 here for the suicide prevention, but have a meeting at 5:30, and at that time, by then, the resume is sent, it should be here, and that's done.
That's it.
But, and then we'll all have the copies of the resumes. The committee members will get copies of the resumes. Between now and then, we need to come up with some questions that we want to ask, because I'd like a series of questions we're going to ask the candidates. And that way, everybody will be asked the same questions. And we will schedule interviews for our meeting in June. Now, that being said, depending on how many people we get, and I'd like to schedule them, 15 to 20 minutes apart. But I don't want those interviews to become like the RRA interviews that just seem to go on forever, because we'll never leave here at night. So that May 29th meeting, if that works, let's look at, do you want to do, go two nights in a row maybe and do interviews like that? Do you want to try to have a special meeting, squeeze all those in one night, and then have our regular committee meeting?
Yes, it has to be two different meetings.
You tell me what you want to do, how do you want to work that? If you want to have a regular meeting, everyone here, and then have a separate meeting where we just interview people, and maybe have a little earlier, if we can do a little earlier in the day, and then get them all over with it at once.
I mean, I don't care if it's the same night. Once a year, I'm here, but
okay.
You have it separated in a sense.
Okay.
So, just so I'm clear, the 29th is to sit down and put together our questions, review what resumes we have to date, and then are we going to interview everybody's resume that we have?
Yes.
Okay. So, maybe what would be helpful is to set up two time frames that meet all of us, and then give the candidates, because depending on how many we have, we've got seven now, but depending on how many more we have, it's always good to give them advance notice to give people time to work their schedule to be here. So I know we sometimes do them last minute, and it doesn't work.
Well, that's why between now and the 29th, we look at that gives everybody a chance. If you have somebody that you wanted to get in, make sure the resume is in.
And that deadline's the 21st.
Postmark.
Okay.
Postmark the 21st. That way the 29th.
And I'm assuming email is, for our purposes, it's not as bad as that should be physically in the mail.
Right?
Yeah.
No. If it's emailed on the 22nd, it's late.
No.
Remember, I'm just getting into that whole technology thing,
Right? I just thought you said you got your own email.
Yeah.
And then on the 29th, and we come up with, say five or six questions that we all decide on, can you type that up for us and then put the name on the top, and then this way when we go through each one, we'll
have a copy. Everybody in the committee will get the resumes, so you can look at them, study them, and then at that point in time, we'll look at our meeting in June. If it works, maybe we can back it up a half an hour or so we give ourselves time, 15 or 20 minutes per candidate, whatever we decide, and move it forward and then pass it on from there.
When are we meeting at 6:30? Did we change the time?
I don't know.
Is it for you? Is it
probably for me.
No, I'm just asking, because it used to be earlier. Everything's getting later and later, and it's the summer. And
more traffic.
Lynn,
what year are you in? Did I put the...
So, is that okay with everybody?
Thank you.
And again, if you have somebody that has interest...
I don't know what I was thinking.
The only concern I have is...
To approve?
So then we're then as a group that basically voting on what questions we ask and what we don't.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I think we as a group should come up with, five or six questions and see what we want to do. I mean, it's kind of more ball game than, I mean, the chairman may want to sit in that particular day, and Jim will be back, but that way we kind of put together so, you know, every candidate gets asked the same questions.
May I throw something out? Because
sure.
I think this is a good opportunity when we don't have the pressure of an impending decision by the IDA. You know, there's been a lot of dialogue about the fact that we have, you know, the IDA is a separate body. We have no input. Well, but if you look at the way the charter's written, we do have the ability to make a statement or to say how. And, you know, I think that it would be great to have a conversation, at least amongst ourselves, to say, what does this mean? Where are we coming from? Let's review the charter. Let's talk about what that means to us, because clearly there are differences of opinion, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to get on the same page and at least understand where people are coming from. Even if we end up not, you know, agreeing to disagree on certain things, at least it's an open dialogue without the pressure of anything over our heads, so that as we sit and start interviewing candidates, we have a cohesive somewhat point of view, and we're together on questions and where we're headed. What we're looking for is, as it relates to the board, you know, and I know we still, of that seven, how many of them are the current members?
I don't know.
Yeah. I believe Bruce Gilbert. So, you know, in that vein, I mean, there have been differences about how the IDA has addressed the legislature over the years. I mean, previous IDAs work very closely with the legislature, and as well as with the legislature. So it's only, you know, maybe the past 4 years, it's basically been a certain way. Before that, it was a different way. So meaning, just because in the past 4 years, that there have been issues, they think they're a separate entity, apparently, doing their thing, in previous years, they were hand in glove with this legislature. With regard to even the formulation of their internal policies, like, for example, the matrix. I mean, that was something that the legislature worked with the then IDA on its creation and its implementation. So it's a thing where there have been differences of just how the IDA actually has run over the past decade.
And can we come to some agreements on that, right? I mean, that's all I'm asking. How many is the whole board up?
Yeah.
And how many are there?
Seven.
Uh-huh. And we have seven right now?
I think we have seven, yeah.
And can I just bring up another point?
Six members or six?
I think they just replaced.
Right. There's seven now, right?
There's currently six incumbents. Yeah. It's actually five majority appointments and two minority appointments. That's how it's broken down.
Well, we're going to look to. What I'd like to see is this body, since, you know, we catch the heat when the sun is out.
Mm-hmm.
Make the recommendations for the seven bodies that fill those seats that do the right thing.
Okay.
And that's why, based on the meeting on the 29th, let's look at where we want to go, how we want to get there. If we're going to be the driving force, let's do it. Let's drive the bus properly. If it takes a little longer because there's no pending doom, let's drive it and get it where we want it to go. And do what we can keep.
We should ask all the candidates the same question.
Yes, come up with five questions.
That's why you guys come up with five or six questions. Everybody gets the same thing.
And then can I just bring up one more other point?
Sure.
Since we're meeting on the 29th, I think we should maybe discuss now what the days are in June, because our meeting, our normal meeting, will be the following Tuesday.
Right.
So that's not going to work. If we decide the 29th to do that, people are not going to be able to come.
We have to see the resumes coming in.
But
I mean, we can at least schedule at the very least the first round. You've got seven resumes right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We can anticipate for our next regular meeting that we're going to meet at 5:30.
Right.
You know, and we're going to meet from 5:30 to whatever, you know.
I will let everybody know before the 29th what we have going on, how many resumes and what we got, and then so you'll be prepared on the 29th for what we have to do the following week.
Yeah.
But I think
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying to give the people the heads up now because you can't tell them on the 29th that on June 5th or 4th
that
you're
in your hopes.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. I think that
actually would be June 3rd would be our next meeting. So you can't tell them on a Thursday for Tuesday. So that's what I'm saying. If we want to commit, let's commit now.
I agree.
But Herb, can you make 5:30 on the 3rd?
I can try.
Okay, so we'll start
scheduling. Is that better?
Well, are we having economic development first resolutions, and then we're going to interview? You have to decide that, too. I said, are we doing economic development resolutions first, and then we're doing interviews? Because we're going to probably have resolutions, so we have to carve out time for that.
All right, so let's do, so if we started at 5:30, we could do the resolutions, we could have the railroad folks, unless her, you know, I don't want to.
I think that's putting too much in Jim.
I would say
let's move the planning to July, because if we want to get this, we're trying to get these in for the June session, right, the nominations? Is that enough time?
I don't care one way or the other. I want to be sure that we
got the right. We're on the same page.
Well, there's 20 resumes.
That would be
a late
resolution.
That would be.
So you know, it may go in July. Hector,
thank you. When's the resolution deadline?
For June.
May 28th.
So that would be the last time. Basically have our business meeting on the 29th, get the resolutions kind of like out of the way.
We won't have them available until until Friday. So they will be ready.
The problem is there's all these people that come, our audience, you know, they come to the
Why don't we say from 7 to 9 we're going to do the interviews, and then we get back into our meeting from there. Because that gives people time to go home and come here and have their life like we do.
What time is it?
I don't know. I think that's the best.
Well, you want to start at 6.
That's 8. Oh, that's only 8 interviews.
You want to start at 6, and we can do our
12 interviews.
Things. We'll have planning in July, and we'll see how many resumes we get.
Can you respect Herb?
That's perfect.
Herb, I'm trying to work with you here.
I mean, we could have our first interview at 6:30.
We could do close. I got to go via 9A
and... Well, if we do the resolutions first, then... Do you mind missing the resolutions and being here for the interview? So we'll take 6 to...
Okay.
So take 6 to 6:30, 6:30 to 9.
But I think we have an opportunity to do it right. It hasn't been done in a long time. And let's do it right.
And I think having a conversation, I know I'll benefit from it. So I think that
let's do it right. Okay. What else we got? Anything?
So with clarification on the 7 appointments, so when Hector brings up the point that it's 5, like majority and 2 minority. So how does that play out? Does it play out into the final decision making out of the entire pool of applicants and interviews, or are the candidates themselves sort of earmarked as belonging to one or the other?
I'm gonna read the whole charter curriculum, and let's see what it says. I mean, you know, we'll make a recommendation of 7 people, and we'll go to the caucuses, and they'll probably want resumes too, and if they feel strongly they want to change it all, you know.
So it'll be announced for like jury selection.
Then why bother? Because it becomes political. And so we're going to try to keep politics out.
Okay.
Give everybody a fair shake. Let's find 7 good bodies.
It would be nice.
So it'll be the end product.
This committee will do its best to offer 7 people that we feel the best suited candidates
sit on that board. And that's essentially our
job. Totally neutral partisan politics.
Right. I hope so.
Right. Okay. I was just looking for clarification on the whole process.
We'll give nothing.
And, you know, in that vein, you know, how we go and basically select, you know, the members, that is sort of up to us. And when it's done by resolution, they are divvied up as majority-minority appointments, and that's just sort of just regardless of, you know, meaning, for example, you know, if our caucus agrees at that point, sure, then we're just going to be appointing people regardless of whether they're majority, you know, minority, but the way that the statute is written, proceeding to that, there are majority and minority appointments, but they all serve the same term.
Right.
So meaning, unlike the RRA, the reason why that majority-minority is really, you know, sensitive is just because the terms are staggered, whereas with an IDEA, they're all concurrent, meaning all seven serve at the same time.
But the way that it's
written is majority and minority appointments.
Right. What's the term?
Majority and minority.
The term is 1 year.
The majority and minority is out of the question.
And next year?
The majority could say, I want somebody to focus on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, look, I mean, to be quick, let's give an example. Leon Smith has been a majority appointment of the Democrats, and he's been a majority appointment of the Republicans. I mean, you know, to give an example, he's somebody who, you know, I don't know what Leon's affiliation is, but he has technically been a majority appointment of both the Democrats and the Republicans.
He's probably earned that because of his name.
And hopefully people will look at this committee as looking at the people that we put up.
Well, I think that's our opportunity, right?
Exactly. That's why, so if it doesn't get finished in June and we finish it in July, I'm okay with that because I don't want to rush it.
And what's the deal breaker on the 1 year? It has to be 1 year because now we're going to...
They expire on October 31st of whatever that calendar year. So technically speaking, we're appointing people for... technically, the term of, I don't know, whatever, June, whatever, to October 31st.
Can we state that, or is that a term?
That actually becomes how your legislation got written. If you look at all the IDAs, they're all in one section of state-like law, and it's like a continuous division of that state law. So,
are there like 16, 17 month appointments? Like that's the
cycle. Well, it's supposed to be a year, but this is...
It should have been done last year.
It should have been done last year,
right,
you know?
Right.
But even then, they're technically at will, meaning even a previous legislator had gotten appointed, reappointed everyone, right, in my opinion, in November. It wouldn't have mattered because as of January, you could have then basically put in new appointments. And the reason why they're all still there right now is because you serve until your replacement has been made.
Okay.
Okay.
Ideally, it'll be bipartisan in their own seat.
Oh, really?
Right. Okay. Yeah, it'll go smooth.
All right. What else do you got?
Thanks.
Move to here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The Department of Environmental Conservation will be conducting these public scoping sessions on May 14th at the Conoco City Ulster on the releases from the Shokan Reservoir to the Lower Soaker. They start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for one session, and the second session starts at 6 o'clock.
And it's for what? I'm sorry, Dennis.
It's for the releases for the Shokan. It's actually for something called the Cat Allen permit modification to Allen Mutual Tentico Reservoir, but it's part of that broader discussion with respect to the releases to the Lower Soaker. Modification and requesting is essentially to continue the release to the Lower Soaker.
Is that covered in the
Okay. Hector, you still willing to adjourn her? Herb a second. Anybody opposed? Two?
We don't have a choice, do we?
Okay. Remember, Sunday is Mother's Day, everybody, so if your mom is with you, enjoy it. They'll stay there forever. If not, think about it.